Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charlie Dromgoole is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Charlie is the president of the Lake Houston Area Chamber of Commerce. And Charlie is a serious senior veteran in this Chamber of Commerce business. He's been doing this now for many decades, started when he was only a baby, but he's forgotten more about how to run a chamber than most people will ever know. And the Lake Houston area folks are lucky to have him, and he's my host this week. I'm down here today to work with their chamber and to spend some time with them today and sharing ideas at their business expo. And I've asked Charlie to join us and talk about what's going on around here. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Good to have you in the Lake Houston area too.
Well, I appreciate it, Charlie. I'm excited about being here. I'm looking forward to being at your expo later today and sharing some ideas with your folks, and it's a big deal. Why don't you tell us what's going on over there?
Well, we've got a great expo lineup today. We're starting it off with Jim speaking this morning at 11:30, and then we'll have expo from 1 to 5, and have a lot of interaction and a lot of networking with our members and showing their goods and services to a lot of our other businesses in the community. And then we'll be doing, Jim's also going to be doing some small business diagnosis for 5 of our members and signing his new book. And then at the end of the day, we'll have a social hour, and hopefully everybody will have picked up a lot of business today, because that's kind of the focus of this, is to try to help small businesses grow. Kind of like Insperity says in their tagline, helping businesses succeed so communities can prosper. And
that's
and
exactly
we
right.
We really feel that here.
Well, I'll tell you, the business expo is a great program for local chambers. I've been to many of them in my career. I've spoken at many of them, and it's just, I mean, I've never seen small business owners so excited about being small businesses and so interactive with each other as at these expos. I mean, in my opinion, it's the best networking event that you can have. What do you think?
Oh, very much, because I mean, you're face to face. You're not trying to communicate with each other by email or Facebook. You're talking to them eyeball to eyeball, and it's small businesses are your true entrepreneurs in the country, and they're the backbone of what we've the American dream has been, is to own and grow a business, and so this is a great opportunity for them to take one step forward in trying to build their business.
But an expo takes a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of volunteers, doesn't it?
A lot of details, and these things just don't happen. So we've had a great team of volunteers and staff that have put together a great effort for our small businesses, and we just hope they come out and take advantage of this great opportunity.
Now how many? Now, part of an expo is a local small business becomes an exhibitor, right? They
That's
put
correct.
Up a booth and show their wares to everybody, and obviously everybody's not an exhibitor, so you got some people just walking around, but even exhibitors talking to exhibitors, that's a big part of the deal, isn't it?
That always helps, because you have at least a built-in crowd, but we encourage our a lot of small businesses just don't have the time or
No, Charlie. That's not correct. They don't take the time.
Well, that's true. Okay.
They've got the time. They just don't invest the time.
I'll agree with you there, but a lot of them, you know, because of their schedule or because of the way their business operates, they can't prepare
excuses.
For that.
So
but this is a
excuses,
great opportunity
Charlie.
For them to come out.
They're all excuses.
Yeah, but this is a great time for them to come out and meet other businesses and really and really have some time to focus on growing their business because they're here's a great business opportunity. There's a lot of business opportunities out there today, and this is a great.
You know, Charlie and Mike. I'm going to fuss it, folks, a little bit now, because in my career, but I'm going to use myself as an example. In my career, I've had to travel to. I've been invited to, or was expected to go to an event. Some event. Maybe I had to travel across the country to get there. It required quite a bit of effort, quite a bit of time, and maybe even my own expense to be there. And I have said, I don't want to go. I don't want to spend the money. I don't have the time. But I would go anyway, Charlie, and I'm going to tell you something. 100% of the time that I have done that and have made the effort to be face-to-face with people in my world, 100% of the time, I left there thinking, thank goodness I did this.
That's right. Well, you have the opportunity to not only gain new customers, but to see your current customers and solidify those folks as well. So it's a great opportunity for people to grow or maintain their business and to keep things moving. It's just a really good time to have businesses together and to really find out the details of what they can do to help each other grow their business. So we're really looking forward to having everyone there today and keep this thing moving and helping our business grow, because that's the whole purpose of our organization, is to help our businesses continue to grow and get new business. And so we try to keep that in the main focus of what we're doing at all times, is helping our businesses grow their business.
Tell where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul. Never took this road before, destination I know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.